Welcome. Fact. A typical adult engages as little as 10% of the range of the diaphragm when breathing. And this overburdens your heart, elevates blood pressure, causes a rash of circulatory problems. If you extend your breaths 50 to 70% of your diaphragm's capacity, you'll ease your cardio stress and your body will work so much more efficiently. In other words, you usually take just a sip of air. And when you do that, the muscles and joints around your chest atrophy. It's so important to breathe it all in fully. This is about potential. You might remember this one meditation earlier in the program. It was about something you have called hysterical strength. Your brain usually puts a cap and starts sending pain signals when you hit your limit. But that control can actually be overridden. There are examples of people performing seemingly impossible feats. A woman in Quebec fought off a polar bear. A man in Tucson lifted a car off someone pinned under it. Their adrenaline is surging through their bodies, and this overrides the brain's cap or signal. Now, of course, these are emergency situations, but sadly, breathing deeply often happens in emergency situations when you're gasping for air. And you might say the whole world right now is in an emergency situation. Is that what it takes to awaken potential? We don't want to get into that red zone to wake up, but unfortunately, that's usually what happens. So 127 meditations into this journey, do you think you've established enough time in this peaceful, awakened state that you won't soon forget it or forsake it? I mean, personally, I thought I figured this out, but we have an emergency in our family on top of the pandemic, and I guess this is what it's taking to get closer and softer with each other. You can never be awake enough. You can never be present enough. You can never be loving enough. Don't make the universe have to show you. Open yourself. Open your mind. Open your heart, your willingness to feel it all. There's a great quote, "You don't learn from your experience, but from your capacity for experience." So when I used to teach yoga, I would always tell this one story in my yoga and chocolate workshops. I read about it in National Geographic magazine. They performed a study on people who were newly in love, you know, just met each other, totally in love, and they studied their brain chemistry. And they discovered that their brains resembled the brains of somebody with obsessive compulsive disorder. You know, they had irregular levels of serotonin. And then they talked about in this article that when people take something to regulate serotonin to sort of smooth out their brain chemistry, sometimes it's harder to find love and sustain love. And the point of this is what the yogis and poets and romantics have said for the ages, that if you want real love in your life, you have to be willing to feel all the emotions. You have to build your capacity for experience. Rumi said, "Don't seek for love, rather seek to find and remove the barriers you've built against love." Today and every day, can you feel more? Can you breathe more? Can you trust more? Or better yet, can you surrender to what stands between you and everything? Take a moment to get more comfortable. Just notice where you're holding tension today. Relax your shoulders. Relax your hips down into the ground. Soften your feet. Let it all go. Our centering thought. I surrender. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, I surrender. If your attention wandered, I surrender. coming back to the moment? A typical adult engages as little as 10% of the range of the diaphragm when breathing. You usually take just a small sip of air. There's so much more to life. If only we would breathe more, feel more, trust more. Better yet, can you surrender to what stands between you and everything? See you tomorrow. Peace. Mm-hmm.